So it made landfall this morning in the early hours of the morning, and it had arrived as an intense tropical cyclone, bringing very high winds, we think over or around 200 kilometres an hour, and a lot of rainfall. There has been serious damage to the Pemba, and we're still assessing the condition of communities in the surrounding areas. Likely to be worse there because many of the structures are more rudimentary, made of bamboo or mud bricks. In Pemba, lots of homes and facilities with roofs torn off, some damage to structures and things, and some flooding as well caused by the rain. We don't have any figures yet on loss of life or injuries. UNICEF's here. We have teams on the ground working together with other UN partners and supporting the government to bring life-saving supplies, affected people, things like water purification supplies, medications, prevention and treatment supplies for things like cholera. We were very worried about the potential spread of waterborne diseases like cholera and malaria with all the water.
What's causing the most damage? Is that the wind or the rain or the water?
Well, generally, immediate damage is done by the wind, and then the longer-term impact is due to the water. I don't think the flooding is quite as heavy as has been predicted, but there certainly is flooding. And that, of course, like I said, can lead to waterborne diseases. It can cut people off from accessing services, whereas the wind is more about, you know, causing injury to people, damaging homes and public infrastructure.
What do you know about what the damage also on Mayotte? What can you tell us what's happening there or what happened there?
I can't speak much to the situation on Mayotte because I work for UNICEF Mozambique, and our focus is on the situation in Mozambique, and which will be responsible for Mayotte. I can only see really what has been reported on the news, and it looks like a pretty devastating impact on Mayotte from what I've seen, but not my area of expertise, really.
Do you find that these cyclones and these weather events are getting more violent?
There certainly are in Mozambique. I mean, Mozambique has been basically hammered by a cyclone pretty much every year for the past 5 or 6 years. We had Idai, we had Kenneth, we had Anna, Gombe, Freddy, and now Chido. And I was on the ground in 2023 when Cyclone Freddy hit eastern Mozambique, the city of Kalimani. And yeah, I mean, I think there's a clear consensus that this is a result of, you know, human glitch. Mozambique is one of the poorest countries in the world. Cabo Delgado and other provinces in northern Mozambique are generally amongst the poorest provinces in this country. And so they're really not well set up to deal with climate shock.